Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
All right, B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Friday, before the Commanders take on Philadelphia Eagles, and we're going to be talking a crosstalk like we did the last game, talking to Hugh Douglas and Joe Giglio from WIP in Philly. You know, Hugh was trying to take some shots last time. They won the game, so we let him slide. Now they're coming to our house, and things will have to change up a little bit. But, you know, people like to floss a little bit. Jeff came here say he needed to help me out. Didn't want me to get tag teamed.
With our guy down in D.C., 106.7 The Fan, we're joined right now by your former teammate, Hugh Douglas, Brian Mitchell.
I'm Hugh's master. I'm Hugh's master.
Hey, it was good seeing you last week, B. Mitch.
Hey,
B. Mitch was doing an interview,
ever put
right?
Put your lips on my head again. I'm gonna beat you up.
Wait, what?
I kissed him on his head,
I
man.
I'm sitting there talking. All of a sudden, I got some big ass lips on my head. It was you.
Yeah, because I got a chance. Somebody said, wait a minute. Because you know, somebody said, hey, your friend's B. Mitch. I said, where's B. Mitch? And he was doing his radio show.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Came and kissed him on his head, man. And he was like, what the hell?
All right, man. So now, 11-game win streak, huh? Or 10
11 games? 11
games. Well, it's 10. You're speaking 11 into existence.
No, it's hard to go 11, you know. But what I'm trying to say, do you all feel that there's a possibility of a letdown coming up?
B, you know what? I was trying to tell them this morning, but you know what I get called when I say stuff like that?
Right.
Especially when you got guys coming out of Washington talking about, you know, hey, they caught us at the right time and all this other stuff. I get called plant-based and scary.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to tell them, I'm like, man, these division rivals, you can't underestimate anybody. These games get weird, man, and they're physical. They're very physical.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think that for me, I look at games. I remember some games we played earlier this year, and JP was thinking just like everybody else, like, oh, man, this is going to be easy. I'm like, bro, don't say that. You know what I mean? Cause
yeah.
Because the thing about when you are on a roll is a natural human tendency to relax and feel good about yourself. And then when you know you're playing against that team, is also a natural tendency to play up. And I think that's the thing that can come into the game. Emotions flow in games. And how you control them also can be determine the outcome.
So, B. Mitchell, how about that second time within the division? We were talking about that, and we were actually kind of looking forward a little bit because this could be the first-round playoff matchup. If the Eagles get the 2 seed and Washington getting the 7, that's probably pretty likely for them. If they make the playoffs, they're going to be the 7. We could see this matchup again in 3 weeks. How much of a challenge was it for you when you played the second? I don't know if you ever played a third time. It's a team 3 times in 1 season. But how much of a challenge when you play a team again in a season?
It's tough because there's nothing you can sneak up on them with. They know you, you know them. So you got to figure out more stuff. And a lot of times you got some coaches that they adjust. Some coaches try to, are we going to run our stuff no matter what? And I believe that when you have an offensive line like the Eagles, sometimes you just come back and run the same thing because you feel like we have an advantage. But that could be changed up. I remember back in, I know every time I'm in Philly, people talk about the body bag game. And I say, but you forgot that's another part of that whole series. Well, we came into the playoffs and knocked them out. You know what I mean? So it's like you got to understand, this thing goes up and down. It's a roller coaster. Who adjusts the best and put the best game plan in and play and then execute that game plan will win the game, not just the person that won the first time.
So, Bemis, tell us about the Commanders, what's going on right now, because it feels like things have changed a little bit since the last time we talked, and they had the game in November. Eagles won that game, and it felt like the Commanders fell into a little bit of a lull. They got upset by the Cowboys at home. They weren't playing as well, but the last few weeks, a little bit better. I mean, they blew the Titans out. They had a bye. They won last week. Are they back to where they were early? Tell us about the Commanders, how they're playing lately.
I think they're better. They're closer back to what they were, but they went through that stretch where, you know, they played a lot of games before they got a bye. And it happens to everybody, but they got into that injury bug where you had a lot of people hurt on the football team. Jaden was still dealing with the soreness from the ribs. I think everybody's a little bit more healed up now, and they're playing closest to what they were, the offensive line. When they came up to Philly, there were a lot of injuries on the line, not making no excuses, because you go in the game, you play. Nobody plays 100% no more in the league once you play your first game. But I think they're closest to what they were. I think now Terry McLaurin is starting to establish himself even more as a receiver. And I think the Quinyon Mitchell thing is probably eating at him, and then he's probably ready for this matchup.
See, CB, and you know what's funny? I'm pretty sure when you say stuff like that, you know, nobody's laughing at you and calling you crazy. I said almost the exact same thing. Uh-huh. You know, when Terry McLaurin comes in and he goes against Quinyon and Quinyon gets the better of him, he's coming back in that next game, and he's looking at that. Yeah,
he's competitive.
Yeah, I mean, and that's how it always is, and that's why, I remember when we played y'all a couple times when you were there. I forgot, who was it? Stephen Davis was the running back.
Yeah.
And we was giving it to Stephen, and they put B. Mitch in. It was like, hold up, who is this cat? You know what I mean? And that's how it goes. I just remember games like that, man, and you can never underestimate your direct opponent, because stuff like that stews with them, and they think about that. That's why – when I heard some of the stuff coming out of Washington, and they were talking about, well, hey, you know, we got to match their physicality, and we felt like, you know, they got, you know, we were coming off a short week and things like that. They've been thinking about this game for a while.
Oh, yeah. Those are the games you think about. You know, and I know, look, nobody forgets about a game, but you are really, really putting extra focus and interest into the teams you play in your division. You know, Eagles, Giants, Cowboys, you care about those games there more than anything. You know, most times you would see these two teams split. You know, you get a sweep here and there. But the ultimate thing is you want to make sure you go and play better against those teams. And I remember back in the day, if you won the NFC East, you were in the playoffs, and you were probably the favorite to go win the Super Bowl. So, you know, don't know how that is lately. But, you know, because that North is starting to become very damn good. But I just believe this game right here is going to have nothing to do with what happened before. It's going to be who comes into this game better equipped and be able to go out there and establish what they want to establish.
Yeah, no question. And the Commanders had a nice season, B. Mitch. I mean, they're going to very likely to make the playoffs, and this could go a long way to getting them there. What do you think about the coaching job that has been happening down there this year? Because, you know, if you told me before the season there would be 9-5 entering this game, I would have said that's a good job. It feels like Quinn has really done a good job with that team.
He has. And I think I basically said that the whole time, where this is supposed to be a rebuild. But he was able to get the right people, veteran guys like a Wagner and also a Chin come in. He got young guys like Daniels and also Samuel Steele, young guys who understand and are not just happy to be in the league. But he gets the guys to buy into what he's selling. You know, too many times coaches come in and their scheme is what leads them. Now, if the guys don't like you, if they don't like what you're talking about and they don't want to follow you, your scheme could be great, but you're not going to get anything out of it. Dan has been able to do everything. And, you know, like I hear so much about, well, man, he got to the Super Bowl. He didn't do that good. It's not just the head coach job in the Super Bowl. Hell, we got Shanahan, who was in the Super Bowl, who refused to run the damn football to keep giving the Patriots a chance. People praise him as this great thing over there in San Fran. So I think Dan has done a great job and should be in line for, definitely get some votes for Coach of the Year, because we have seen what this place has been. And now how he has him playing.
B-Mitch, we got to ask you about Saquon. He's had an incredible season, and he has a chance, although it's going to take a lot the last few weeks. He has a chance to break the all-time rusher record. He needs about He needs about 140 per game the rest of the way to get there. So not out of the realm, but it's a lot. What do you think? Like, do you think the Eagles should put an emphasis on this, or should they kind of think about the big picture, which is they're in the playoffs already. They're trying to win a Super Bowl. Last week, for the first time, he got banged up a little bit, came out for a little while. He went back in. But what do you think on that? I mean, it's a special thing, but at the same time, it's a team thing, and they want to win the Super Bowl. Do you think they should put an emphasis on getting them those carries to get a record here?
It's a special thing, but you know what? Just like it was earlier this year when they told him he could set a single-game record and he said no, let the other guys get some shine. Because he's going to need those other guys to get some shine as they go through the playoffs and things of that nature as well. If he's getting it naturally, you continue feeding him. But just to change up the game plan to go get it for him, I don't think that's the way you do it. You know, I've reached goals, and I didn't never want a coach to come to me and say, we're going to do this here so you can get this record. No, if I get the record, I get it. But I don't want you to go change up nothing, because if you change up things, then I might not get it. You know what I mean? So just I think keep going as it is, and if he start doing that stuff after this week. You know, tell him go get 280 the next two games, but not this one.
See, not this one. I hear that. I hear where that's coming from. We hear that. Brian Mitchell joining us. A little crossover, 106.7 The Fan down in D.C. right here on WIP. All right, Brian Bemis, we got to ask you about this. So last week here in Philadelphia,
we had a little bit of a dust up.
We had drama. We had Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Brandon Graham, and it felt like there was some, you know, the brothers were fighting a little bit last week, and they got over it and they won a game. And Bemis, Hugh has referenced a story from back in the day where you guys are brothers, and you guys had
be
a little...
Mrs., don't be nice. Be Mrs. by whoop my ass in Tennessee.
What do you remember? Because the way Hugh tells it, he maybe crossed the line, and you almost had to let him have it there.
Well, you know, it's just like a regular family. People, brothers and sisters, get into fights. Brothers and brothers, sisters and sisters, they get into arguments, they get into fights. But you have to be able to adjust and move on. And I think, look, Brandon Graham didn't just say that stuff just to be saying it. He said something that was the truth. And then the two people, the two actual characters, oh, no, that's not true. But they had to go talk about it, didn't they?
Yeah.
So if you had no issue, why the hell you have to go talk about it? Why you have to go solve something? So they probably solved it up, but let's be real. If it jumped in beat one time, it'll come back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it will come back unless those guys have completely nipped that thing in the bud. But don't think Brandon just pulled that out the air.
Yeah.
He said the truth.
Yeah, he did. And speaking of nipping in the bud, I made sure, Joe, did I nip that in the bud that Sunday before we played? Good boy. Hey, listen, I have never seen B-Bitch mad like he was mad. When B-Bitch took that chain off, dog, and he wrapped it around his hands, I was like, B-Bitch about to whoop my ass. And I said, the next day, because I felt bad, because I was like, okay, I crossed the line. I said, hey, bro, I'm sorry. And I remember I went to his locker, and I apologized, and we hugged it out. But boy, before that, my teammates were like, hey, man, you better go apologize. Be bitch about to whoop your ass, dog.
And you guys won that game, right?
Yeah,
you
won we did. We won that game. We won that game. But it's
I grew up with four older brothers. And every once in a while, you got to just say, look, I'm going to take an ass whooping, I'm going to give one.
No, I tell you, listen, when B bitch stood up, and I was like, yeah, I probably took this one too far. Yeah, I took this with two.
I was the old school little big brother. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, and you know it's funny. And my boss Rod, he was saying, well, you know, B Mitch is not a big guy. I said, dude, B Mitch was squatting 600 pounds when it wasn't cool.
Not like now, like, everyone's doing it.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, B Mitch was squatting 600 pounds when it wasn't cool, and B Mitch still work out. So yeah, it would have been different. I was like, no, I wasn't trying to see what that.
That's what I love. Like people, they look at size of a person, and they go, oh man, he ain't that big. Yeah, Hershey Kiss not that big neither, but it got big flavor on it.
B-Mitch with us here. That's a little crossover, 106.7 The Fan. B-Mitch, all right, let me get your thoughts on how good this Eagles team actually is, because things have changed here in the last few weeks. Detroit has been the favorite in the NFC, and some people might think they still are, but they've had a lot of injuries. And now you look at the betting market, you know, over at FanDuel, the Eagles are now the favorite to get to the Super Bowl. Do you consider Philadelphia the best team in the NFC?
I think right now they're showing it because they have their guys healthy. And on top of it, like JP and I talk all the time about them where – you know, that team is loaded with talent. You got those boys from Georgia now playing like you thought they would play. Saquon is running the football like he's like better than he's ever done it. I'm sure Joe Shane is kind of shaking up there because the owner did say I'm gonna be sick and he might be looking for a job after this year. But when you look at him overall, they can run the football, they can pass football, they can stop it and all that stuff. And then you got special teams going with you. So when you have all three phases that are playing very good, you have a chance. And the Lions were it. But I also heard the little talk that the Eagles started to go more in full gear. They went back a little old school, which puts you in a different mindset. And now on the field, that's the way that they're playing. We know Detroit was playing that way. They probably go over them 14 days you could be in full pads. But what it is, it changes your mindset. It gets you into a real physical mindset. Like, people want to talk about what the game has changed, the rules have changed. They change for practice. When you get in that football game, if you haven't practiced the way you're supposed to, you can't play the way you need to. And I think when they changed up to go back the way that they've been doing it, that made them a different football team.
Well, it has. I mean, Hugh, we heard that. And when we were at training camp this summer, they practiced longer this year than they had in the past. It feels like they brought a little bit of the old school back here.
Yeah. Because
you're D coordinator.
Yeah,
yes. That's old school,
that Big
baby.
Fangio, and you know, they didn't tackle well early on, mm-hmm. and as they progressed and got better at tackling, where they started practicing, they got better at tackling. Even Darius Slayer's out there trying to make tackles, man. That's pretty big.
See, that's
for an older player to be out there trying to do something that he really was averse to last year, that's pretty big.
The thing of it, like, I know safety rules, all this stuff, but you're still getting prepared to play a game that's just nothing but a bunch of accidents.
Yeah,
and if you don't prepare your body for that, you're going to have problems. He'll tell you, I was in my 11th, 12th, 13th year when I was in Philly. I didn't run no slower in practice than I would when I was I was a rookie. You know, if I'm supposed to be giving you a look, I'm giving you a look. If I'm working on my stuff, I'm not half-stepping. If you were in a hole that's supposed to be open during the game and you're one of my blockers, I put my helmet in your back. I bet you in the game you'll hit, you won't be there. You know, it's the way people do stuff. I was raised by a military dad, so I don't know how to go soft in nothing. And I think a lot of these guys come today and they say this game, and they want to think about the rules protecting them. No, you better torture your body in the off season so you can have fun during the season. And I think what these coaches made them do, a lot of coaches need to do in the NFL. You'll see that your team will start playing a lot better. They'll damn sure start playing more physical.
Yeah, it could be a template for what's going to happen. You mentioned the veteran corners and veteran players like Darius Slay. Tell us about Lattimore, what you noticed last week, because that was a big thing at the trade deadline. Washington got Lattimore, but then he wasn't ready. When we played each other early November, Beamish, he didn't play. I noticed he was back last week, his first game. I'm guessing he'll be, regardless of which guy he's on for the Eagles, got two good receivers here, but he could be on A.J. Brown on Sunday. How did he look in his first game?
Well, I think he allows them a chance to come out and do multiple things where a receiver has to guess. But I think last week, hell, we didn't get a chance to see how he looked. He was out there for 35 plays, and they never threw the ball at him. So
that must be pretty good, then. He's covering,
That's not a bad thing.
They completely didn't look his way. And if you have watched him in the past where he and Evans would go at it a lot, he's not afraid of physicality. He's going to be in your face all day. So if you're a receiver who has been dominating people, you won't just dominate him because he's going to be like a little net. He's going to be under your skin all day. Mm. I love that aspect. You know, I wasn't the biggest person all the time, but every time I got on the field, I pissed off one big dude. I made sure I had to do it, you know, because that big person have to start thinking, like, why is he constantly talking to me and not backing up when I step to him? You have to be concerned who I am. I'm not worried about who you are. And I think that's the way Lattimore plays football.
Well, that's going to be a fun matchup on Sunday with him out there. And we'll see. AJ's a little limited in practice, but if he's going, it'll be a fun one. B. Mitch, we appreciate it. Always enjoy doing this. And we might have to do it again if we get a playoff matchup in a few weeks between these teams.
We could definitely do that, man. We could sit down next to each other and we get a playoff matchup.
Let's
so
do
I
it.
Can touch you if you say something wrong.
I like it. B-Mitch,
man, you play too much.
Enjoy your weekend, man. Merry Christmas. We'll talk soon.
I'll talk to you later, man.
Y'all take care, brother. Be careful.
There he goes. Brian Mitchell, 106.
All right, that's us doing the crosstalk with the people from Philadelphia. We're going to take us a quick break here. But before I go, hey, it's B. Mitch here. Big changes are happening in the DMV. And just like our upgraded football team, now is the time to upgrade the comfort in your home with a Rood HVAC system. I did, and the difference is night and day. My family and I felt the change instantly. And if you don't have a Rood system yet, trust me, you're missing out. Plus, there are tax-eligible options for you in the DMV, And if you're in Maryland, you might score some utility rebates. So head over to Ruud.com, find a local pro partner, and get ready for winter. Always remember, if it ain't Ruud, it ain't right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I'm B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. The B. Mitchell Finley Show is brought to you by Ruud HVAC Equipment. Head over to Ruud.com, find a contractor near you, and available tax credits and rebates. That's R-U-U-D. And remember, if it ain't Ruud, it ain't right. And this is our Friday Vodka Red Bull. It's a Vodka Red Bull Friday, and it's powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. Well, we had to make some changes to the show today. We're getting the governor going to come on at 1:15, get his takes. He has five great games we're going to get him to choose from. And then on top of that now, we're moving it. We normally at 1 o'clock we'll be doing Ask B. Mitch Anything, but we're going to do that right now. 1-800-636-1067. Get the call in. Ask me any questions that you want. It could be football related, golf, beating up Jeff. If you want some type of relationship advice. I may have some for you. Hell, Steve Harvey giving it. He's been divorced multiple times. I'm sure I can give it to you. I hadn't been divorced yet. So let's just figure this thing out. And we'll take your phone calls as you come in. But any one of you in there have something to ask. Because, Lanford, you always trying to ask questions when I'm leaving.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions, B-Mitch. Which one you want first? Question one or question two?
Give me all. I'll take them both at the same time.
All right. Whenever you were playing in a game, if you ever fumbled, like what would you say to teammates when you got back to the sideline?
I just took blame for it. It was my fault. I won't let it happen again, you know. And think about it, you got to move on. People talk so much about cornerbacks having that mindset where they let things go. But, hell, no matter who you are, you make the mistake, you probably know what you did wrong. You correct it. And you get on the football field and you go full speed. Because if you let it bother you over and over again, it snowballs. You know, you start thinking about what you were doing and you're just guessing. Nah, the best thing to do, my fault, own it and move past it. Because if you don't move past it, it might just stay there and it's going to halter. It's going to hinder you and make you mess up.
All right, second question. What's your favorite type of soda?
Favorite type of soda? If I ever drink soda, I want a Mountain Dew. Because I love the energy it gives me.
Now, do you just go like regular Mountain Dew or are you like Baja Blast?
They got that new one, the Blast. I love that one because, you know, it's like, you know, people drink energy drinks. Get you a Mellow Yellow or a damn Mountain Dew. You got more energy in those things than they do in those energy drinks. And then they don't add all that extra stuff that may cause you problems later on. All right? Let's go to the phone line, Landfill. Who I have coming up first?
Harold in D.C.
Harold, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Hey, B-Mitch. How you doing, man?
This
is about Jeff's song.
All right.
So I needed to know if Jeff owed me a cup of coffee because I'm listening to the song. And when he say, we got Marshawn and AJ can't bully him, I spit coffee all over my windshield. I'm not asking him to clean my car, but he need to at least reimburse my cup.
Why? You know, if Jeff is a comedian by trade, I hear, his name is Jeff Too Funny. So if you know Jeff is going to say something, you can't be drinking coffee while you're listening to him.
I'll take that. I guess I won't get
you know what? But I
coffee,
think he should have to buy. Wait, did you get a coffee from like Starbucks, one of them expensive coffees?
No, I don't do expensive coffee, man. That coffee costs more than $3. I can't get it.
Okay, well, I was going to say if it was one of those, he owes you a coffee. But if it's another one,
I got one of the $15 ones.
If it's another one, you probably got that still in the pot.
All right, I appreciate you, B.
All right, brother. Take care, man. Jeff, you owe Harold coffee. Because he spit his coffee all over the window when you said, you know, we got Marshawn and AJ can't bully him.
Oh, yeah, I got him on December 32nd.
Never. All right, what's next, Landfill?
Let's go to Jupe.
Uh-oh, Jupe, what's happening, brother?
What's happening, B-Miss? Hey, this is my question for you. How did you go about preparing yourself mentally and physically for different weather conditions, like it's cold, hot, snow, rainy? You know, how did you prepare yourself for that?
It was like the mental thing. Hell, I always felt like if the other team and the people I'm going against are playing in the same weather, they have no advantage over me. I have no advantage over them. Let's just go play the game. But I would make sure I had the right shoes on. And if we had like the weather that we were going to be having that weekend, I'm going to try out multiple spikes. But after I hit my third year, I never changed the quarter screw-ins when we were on grass. And I always wore the exact same cleats when we were on field turf or AstroTurf. And I had no issues with it because I just felt you had to slow down just a tidbit. And I'm not saying if you run a 4.4, you slow down to a 4.9. You slow down to a 4.45 or a 4.5. And you be able to set yourself when you get ready to cut. None of that stuff bothers you when it's like, when it's wet, it bothers you when you cut because you can slide. But if you keep your weight all under you and your feet under you, you don't slide. But when it began to be below 30 and stuff like that, that's just a manhood thing. You know, if you feel you can do it, you can do it. Because like I said, I wore sleeves my first year. Mine and Coleman cut my sleeves off. And I never wore sleeves since that. So the rest of my career, because you know, if I'm out there with, like, and the sleeves you wear so damn thin, they're not really helping you. You know, when you get to the sideline, sit on the heated bench, turn the jacket backwards. You keep all the heat in and you get back out to run again. But it was more about to make sure you had the right equipment to go out there and deal with the situation. But you got to gut through it if it was like the cold weather or when it got extremely hot. You got to start drinking water early. If you're going over to Denver, you don't wait till you get to Denver to start drinking, which helps you in the altitude. You drink your water a week and a half, 2 weeks prior to getting there.
Gotcha. Yep. All right. Appreciate it, B-Mitch.
All right, brother. Take care, Drew. Next, Landfill.
Let's go to Ben in Bethesda.
Ben in Bethesda. What's up, Ben?
Hey, what's up, B-Mitch? Happy Friday.
Same to you, brother.
I kind of asked you to go away from football for a minute. I was going to see if you were a beach guy and if there was, like, a favorite beach that you like going to. My wife and I are hating this weather. It's cold. It's nasty. We're thinking about going somewhere nice at a beach. Wanted to see what B-Mitch's favorite beach is. And then one short football question, a single answer. Who do you think is the number one wide receiver in the NFL? I go Jamar Chase, but I'm curious what your thoughts.
I'm going with Jamar Chase right now. No. I'm going with Jefferson right now. I'll go with Chase if he has a few more years of it. Because I think what they feed both of them, but they go to Chase a lot. You know, both of them are good. I can say, hell, they 1A, 1B. But my favorite beach is the beach at the Grand Wailea in Hawaii. I just love, like, you can sit on the beach and you watch all the whales and all that different stuff out there doing their thing. But I went there for 17 straight years, I think it was, and never had a bad day when I was there. So it's always been good to me, and I absolutely love it. So, but it just takes so damn long to get there. Who we got next, Landfill?
Steve in Fairfax.
Let's go to Fairfax. Steve, what's happening?
Hey, be much happy holidays.
Same to you, brother.
Hey, just curious to know, you had mentioned earlier, you know, about, you know, you thinking that the team will eventually get to RFK. Just one of your thoughts about that. Why do you think eventually they'll get there one way or another? I know, you know, this ownership group is a lot better than what we had before. And I know you have dealings with them, and, you know, there's cool people there, and hopefully that, you know, one day we'll eventually get there. But what makes you so confident, or, you know?
Well, it's a feeling and a belief. I just think that you get a guy like Josh and his group come in. They are very, very respectful people. They respect others. They have said they want to be there. And based off of what I've seen, it's a lot of people that work, even on Capitol Hill, want that team back in the city. But I listened to all this stuff yesterday, and I saw what it was. It was like people want to make things be pushed back just a little so they can say that they got it done. They're playing politics, you know. But I normally believe that the people that are very respectful in that world, when they get that amount of money, they normally get what they want. And it's not because you go strong on nobody, but people feel good about working with you. You know what I mean? And I don't think they ever felt good about working with Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only reason. You know, that's the only reason. And I would, like JP states it as well. I really believe that a stadium in D.C. will do a lot for the economy in D.C. And I'm not just talking about football. That's 10 games. But what if you happen to get some extra playoff games here? What if you happen to get the Super Bowl here? What if the World Cup comes through here? How about, you know, you get all those different Olympics. And, hell, you can have a tractor. What's the big trucks, the Bigfoot truck and all that? They do that stuff all the time in these big stadiums. If you get all that stuff here, it could change up a lot of stuff. So I know how people think about, oh, I don't want to do this. Hey, if you get all those other things coming in, it'll roll and drop a lot of dollars in this area. I guarantee you that. And then, well, we may be able to get some other things later on. Let's go, Lanford. What we got next?
We got Rocky in Baltimore.
Baltimore. Rocky, what's up?
Hey, what's up, B-Bench? How you doing?
Hey, you know what? Jeff was talking about Rocky. He didn't mean you. He talked about that Rocky in Philly.
I'm a Commanders fan. Commanders fan, you know. I'm actually from Richmond, but anyway.
Oh, cool.
So I got two questions. One question, I'm going to make them quick. You know, Michael Vick, you know, he took the job for Norfolk State. I was wondering, you know, if future coaches, do you think they could possibly, like, change the landscape of recruiting, like, have more top recruits come to HBCUs and make it kind of almost a balanced play field with Power Five schools? First question.
Well, I can tell you this. I think if you get a guy like a Michael Vick there, they will get some people that they wouldn't ordinarily get. But ultimately, in this thing, the way you're going to compete, it's going to come down to this NIL thing is real, dog. You know what I'm saying? It's real. But right. I also know this. One school can't get everybody. And as much as people say you could come, I'm going to give you some money, guys want to play. You get what I'm saying? So if they're not playing at a school they go to, the transfer portal is bigger than the NIL because guys are jumping in and out of that thing. You know, they influence some people, but you're going to still have to play on that field that they're playing. And I understand you'll never probably get some of the money of some of the Power Five conferences, but just giving somebody something and a chance and an opportunity will make a difference.
Right. Okay. My last question would be, what would be one of the biggest, because, you know, I've been a Commanders fan since probably 2005-ish, 2004, around that range. And I see a lot of different fans as far as, you know, they nitpick or what's going on and stuff like that. What's a pet peeve? What's your pet peeve on this fan base as far as, you know, what we're good?
Exactly what you just said. They judge this group based off of what they saw. Or if somebody didn't pick the person that they wanted to pick, they nitpick on everything that goes on. My thing is, if you're a fan, you're a fan. You know, I could want a player, and they, if they don't draft him, fine. The people that they draft, I'm going to pull for them. But don't be sitting up here knocking somebody just because they didn't pick the guy you wanted.
Right.
Yeah. So
I appreciate
that. Annoys
that
annoys the hell
you
out of me.
Yeah, I know. It annoys me too,
if
for real.
If you listen to me on a daily basis, I drop some little hints in. I drop some hints about people on the line. They know what I'm talking about. I just don't say their names. I try to be all nice. Right,
I feel you. Nah, I'll be watching y'all every day, though. So, I mean, I'm constantly, you know, be seeing gems and stuff. So, I appreciate you. Thank you for keeping it real 100% because a lot of these, you know, sports reality, like they, you know, they don't, I don't know. I feel like they censor themselves. Knowing you don't censor yourself. You tell how it is.
What you truly believe, you know, as strong as you can, you're good. You don't have to remember it because you don't tell a lie. All right, man. Appreciate you. All right, we're going to take us a quick break here. When we get back, we can continue with Ask B. Mitch Anything. 1-800-636-1067. B. Mitch Finley, 1067 The Fan. We're taking your calls to Ask Me Anything. 800-636-1067 The Fan. I just want to say thank you. We just received some macadamia nut cookies and white chocolate macadamia. And I'm going to tell you, they are fantabulous. My favorite cookie, and love it. What you think, Landfill?
Freaking delicious. I love macadamia nuts.
Add that white chocolate to it. All right, but let's get back to these phone lines. Find out what other questions we have.
Let's talk to Larry in La Plata.
What's up, Larry? How you doing, brother?
Happy holidays, Brian.
Same to you, man.
I'm impressed with your colleagues, Santana Moss and Logan Paulson.
Uh-huh.
Do you think they would be good coaches? And my second question is, did you ever have a desire to be a coach?
Logan actually coaches high school now. Santana, yes, I think he would be. I thought about it a quick second, but I remember how many hours they got to put into it. And, if I was to be a coach, I have to be the guy leading because I'll be like Tony Dungy was, where my guys, I'm going to tell you, you better be out the building by a certain time and go take care of your kids, because I've seen a lot of coaches have a lot of issues with family because they're always at the building. I would never want to be someone keeping somebody in there from 6, 7 in the morning to 8, 9, 10 at night, and I damn sure wouldn't want nobody keeping me there. So I like too much stuff, so I'd rather talk to people, be more of a consultant than have to be there every time that they're there, because that's a lot of time you're putting into that profession. Six.
We got George in Florida.
Why are you flipping me off, Landfill?
Nah, that's not
George in Florida. What's up, George?
Hey, B. Mitch, I hope you remember me. I'm Neil's buddy, the Hammock Hackers at Hammock Beach.
Oh, yes, yes.
How you been doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm in the D.C. area, and I told Neil I was going to call you. And, man, I'm really surprised I got through, and I'm really happy. And how's your golf game?
Oh, it's all right, man. I actually played when I was in Louisiana. We went to see the Saints play against the Commanders, and I played down there. So, play well.
Awesome. Say, hey, we have a tournament early May. It's like a member guest tournament. Neil wants to invite you to come back down to Hammock Beach and play with us, and hopefully your calendar's free. I'm going to tell Neil I talked to you. Maybe he'll be reaching out to you. He said he was going to invite you to our tournament. So
that's a plan.
You remember the Hammock Hackers?
Hell,
right?
I remember that. Yeah, that's early May, you said.
Yeah, that's the first week. Neil will get with you with the exact dates. But remember, I introduced you to our group.
Yeah.
I almost got you into the Hall of Fame. I had all your stats for you. Remember all that?
I remember that. But hey, I'll be back down there. I think I'm going to see Neil on January 5th when we play the Cowboys.
Yeah, hey, and one last thing, and again, I appreciate you taking my call. You know, Coach Gibbs is a member at Hammock Beach, and I had lunch with him last week. He his foursome was in front of us, and then I caught up with him, and your name came up, and my goodness, does he speak so highly of you, and what a nice man he was. He was very accommodating. We sat down, we talked there, and I tell you, and he spoke so highly of you. So Joe Gibbs sends his best to you also.
All right, man. Cool. Neil did call me and told me that you had seen him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, cool. Hey, thanks again. Hopefully I'll see you in May. Merry Christmas, and I'm rooting for the Commanders this Sunday. I'm trying to get me some tickets to go to the game. I'm up here in Chantilly now visiting family.
Well, I live very close to there.
Yeah.
So, I'm actually
driving down Route 50.
Hold on. Stay on the line. Jeff, give him my number and call me later on. I'm going to be back home soon. I can probably see you over there. Hey, huh?
He's on hold.
There you go. All right, what's the next, Landfill?
Daryl in D.C.
Uh-oh, let's go to D.C. Daryl, what's up, brother?
Ain't too much. I know I'll be missed.
I'm good, man.
Yeah, man, my question to you was, I ran across you down in New Orleans. We actually was at the adult water fountain, if you get what I mean.
I got you.
Yeah. So how? With the turnout, how do you think has it changed? Because I think we pretty much took over that city.
Oh no, it's changed tremendously. And one thing I know, Santana and I on the road, and Brian, our Colbert and Logan, and them, we notice when you look up in the stands how many fans are there, and the like when we went to Arizona, where was it else? Arizona, New Orleans. And there was one more place we went where you go out and about, and that's all you saw. So they're back. I know a lot of people like to say what they're not doing, they're not going to do, but this team has captured a lot of people's interest, and I think if they keep going forward, it won't be very long before you see it like it used to be.
Yeah, respect, man. And you deserve your gold jacket, man. Appreciate your first time calling, a long time listener.
I appreciate you, man. Thanks. Get one more, Landfill, before we go to break.
One more. Jay in D.C.
Jay, what's up?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man? Happy holidays.
Oh, same to you, brother.
Hey, I got two quick questions, B, man.
Yep.
Hey, man, you know, celebrities endorse stuff and everything. Like, you see Peyton Manning endorse Buick and LeBron endorse kids. We know they ain't driving them cars. Everybody know that.
They do.
So everything you endorse.
If you get something free, you drive it. You get a great price. I drive a Kia EV9. An electric car.
No, I'm saying, do everything you endorse, do you use?
Everything I endorse, I use.
Okay. And my second question was there ever a game in the NFL that you felt that by your play that you won or lost the game based on the way you played?
Yeah. Well, actually, I was saved at the end by a kicker. Chip Lowmiller in one game. And now one game I was playing in Philly where I was running the ball, fumbled twice. And then I ended up having a big return to set up the game-winning field goal. So I kind of felt the kicker save me, but I put us in a place where we needed a field goal at the end of the game. Then, and if I hadn't fumbled early, those two things early, they would have never been close. All right, let's take a break here. When we get back, we're going to, if you've got some more calls on there, we also going to take some prediction calls. Commanders versus Eagles. What do you think will happen this weekend? And if you still want to ask me a question, you could do that as well. 800-636-1067. And we have Governor Wes Moore joining us at 1:15. We'll be right back.